Roll call for the grants meeting. Liz?
Yes.
Ann?
Ellen? James Sutrell?
Well, I'm not really sure how I should respond to that. I'm not on the purchase order approval signature sheet, so.
I don't know.
Ms. Gussie is still.
I'll go ahead and respond with a here.
Just scratch Gussie and you sign your name.
I'm not scratching Gussie at all. I will sign my name.
Thank you, James.
That's very diplomatic. Gussie, present.
All right. And Erica Conley Harris.
Here.
All right, approval of minutes from the January 9th, 2017 meeting. May I get a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Did we get them?
Did everybody get the minutes?
They should have been in the packet. You didn't get one in the packet?
No, I didn't get one in my packet.
So I have. I don't know if I printed them out though.
I didn't see them either unless.
I didn't print that, so I don't know.
I didn't see the minutes either.
All right. Well, I am going to have to go ahead and table that then until the next meeting so we can get a chance to look at it.
They're not yet online either.
No.
Not until we approve.
Until they're approved, they won't be online. All right, any public comment?
No.
No approval of reports. All right, moving on to new business, bills and purchase orders. Going around. This is from employment training. The Job Plus 26th Annual Conville Gateway Center, September 15th. Cost represents Madison County's portion of the catering and rental shared with St. Clair County. Amount is $5,480.85. Is this a 50-50 split on this?
Yes, it is. And this is our 26th annual event. And we've always split it with St. Clair County. We use our federal job training dollars, so there's no county dollars used for this. The rising costs have put us in a position where it went over $5,000 this year. That's why we had to come in for approval. All the costs are broken down. You should have a breakdown of the food and the rental for that agreement. But yeah, it's 26 years we've done this. We had over 1,000 job seekers and 50 companies represented. So pretty good investment of our federal job training dollars.
And this comes out of that line item.
It's all federal.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I move that we pay the bill.
Second.
Erica? You have voted yes or no to pay the bill?
Yes.
Been from the list. Yes. Oh, pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. Ella?
Aye.
James?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
All right. Next is a resolution authorizing a grant for the yearly funding to the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District.
It's what planning and development has set.
Yep.
I have a question, or is somebody going to address this because?
Yes, ma'am. She's
right behind you.
Right behind you here.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering why we didn't get this paid before now.
Oh, it's an annual.
It's an annual.
Yeah, but it's due February 1st, according to the.
Right, we were waiting to go to our home committee, and we missed our second meeting in January, so we just went to them last week.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So I haven't had a chance to meet all of you yet. My name's Kim Petzing. I'm the Sustainability Coordinator for the Planning and Development Department. And for the past 10 years, we've had this partnership where we provide $20,000 of our host fee grant funds to the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District. So in exchange for that, they work cooperatively with both the county government and then with other county municipalities to promote and educate about soil and water best management practices to landowners. They administer state-funded cost-share programs for landowners. They provide soil survey information. They help with agriculture stormwater and runoff issues, particularly if we're doing some new development in the county. Related to that, they also assist with grading and site development permits and provide investigations and inspections to ensure compliance. So they also assist us with pursuing local and regional stormwater improvements and floodplain management activities. So they do quite a bit for us for a fairly low cost. And not just the county, but again, all the municipalities as well. So we're asking for your approval to authorize this grant for the amount of $39,000 for the fiscal year 2017 to continue this partnership.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All right. Erica?
Yes.
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Helen?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
All right. So moved. Next is the resolution to authorize the Green Schools Program funding for fiscal year 2017.
My name is Eve Gerke, and I am the Madison County Green Schools Coordinator. I just began here in August. So for anybody who's not familiar with the Green Schools Program, I can give you a quick overview. We're requesting $65,750 this year for our beginning of our 27th year for the Green Schools Program. And what the Green Schools Program does is it provides a very wide variety of services to any Madison County school, private or public. Based on what teachers and school districts ask for, we provide services such as helping them create sustainability plans, whether that's reducing their own energy use and cost, to providing teacher education on sustainability and or science and environmental topics. Also helping them create or expand any type of school sustainability incentives programs, or even recycling odd or unusual materials. Sometimes if we can recoup costs from those recyclables, those go back to the school as well. You'll notice if you take a look at our budget, over half of that will go back directly to schools and communities. We have a Green Seed Grant Program that allows 16 small grants of $2,000 each year. And we really feel that teachers and school districts know well what it is that they need for their community, for their group. So we have a grant program in which they can apply for anything that would fall under sustainability for science education. So we've had some really fantastic past programs that include Highland, for example, planted a rain garden, which became their living lab that they could conduct learning activities that you could never replicate in the classroom. So that's a great example of some of the award monies, some of the things that qualify for what we give out. Our program is actually tax neutral because all of our funds come from county tipping fees as well. And I believe we haven't changed our budget since our ask last year. Do you have any questions on
that? You still have the recycling day, when the kids have all their stuff in here. And
the Trashformations Day. Yeah, that program is so popular, I couldn't dream of touching it. Yeah, I really like that.
When was that? I forgot when that was.
That'll be coming up really soon.
Is that Earth Day normally? Or?
Yeah, around Earth Day in April, and we'll have it'll be open for public judging as well, too. But we kind of asked schools to RSVP whether or not they intend to participate. We've had a lot of people indicate that they will.
Any other questions? All right, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. All right, Erica?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Helen?
Aye.
James?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
All right, so moved. Resolution authorizing the park and rec loan to Foster Township.
James Arnold from Community Development. Can you talk about this?
Yeah, it's short and sweet. Foster Township built, or is in the process of building, a museum for their park in Foster Township. They did phase one and it is completed. They want to do phase two and three together and use the next 2 years of the PEP grant to repay that loan. Again, it's just a simple process. Getting this loan allows them to do it starting March 1, probably, if we can get all the paperwork done. They can open it up for the spring season. And it did pass on the PEP commission.
Is that 3% now?
Yes, 2 years at 3%, totaling $40,270, I believe.
Any questions? All right, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right. Erica?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay. is... It's a resolution authorizing infrastructure loan to Namioke Township.
So, everybody knows that Helen's district floods, if you didn't know that. She will be happy to explain it to you. The Namioke Township applied for a grant right before the new administration in Springfield took over. They were awarded it, and when the new administration took over, they put a stay on the grant. So they never got the check. However, they still are getting the grant once things start shaking out of Springfield. We have our UDAG budget, our UDAG program, which is the low interest loan rate, loan program. But what we decided we could do for this particular circumstance is create a loan package for them at, so they can get their money now that they've already been promised by the state, because the flooding is still happening, and utilize these dollars to address that. And we could do it at 0% interest, since it's already been committed to them. However, with the circumstance that if for some reason the state goes back on their word at some point, that then we could discuss, or then we would put in place the repayment program, and our office would be willing to help them see if there's any grant dollars that we can utilize towards that repayment to help them at that time. So they were awarded $75,000 for a mobile generator and some different activities that they needed to address this. So we put a resolution together, and Helen helped us get the information.
And you just can't imagine how much we appreciate what the county has just done. It's been years. We're talking about a place where home sites were built, hundreds of them, in a lake, not a slough, not a swamp. I was going to bring the maps, and I'll bring them next time. We're talking about homes sinking in this country. We can't do anything about the sinking of the homes. I started to take a picture of one right next door to me. This information that I brought you goes back years, 5 foot rise in groundwater. When the river is up, the groundwater can't get out to the river because the river, Mississippi River, is higher than we are. So as we wait, as we get grants, as we get loans, just to survive, this where we're talking about this generator, it's not to stay there, because you can't keep something in that spot. It's to be stored at the highway department and brought in whenever those people flood from high groundwater, heavy rains. The subdivision was built in spite of knowing the problem. Permits were let. The Corps of Engineers warned, and what I gave you was Corps of Engineers study of it, it's a slow educational program. It's not like every place out there. We're talking about the lowest place in the American Bottoms. Hundreds of acres where all this development takes place. So you might say, well, why should we bail them out? Those people didn't know it when they bought those new homes there, that this was happening. And their homes probably that should sell for $150,000 to $200,000. You can't even get $15,000 out of most of them. So this loan, until we can get that grant, and we plan to visit the governor's office. I don't think Governor Reiner really realizes how important this is. There's other flooding problems in other parts of the county, but it's not in the Great American Bottoms that's going to flood anyway when the river's up. And so this just compounds the problem. And I just thank you so much. And I thank our chairman for listening to those people. I don't vote on development because of what's happening in my neighborhood to hundreds of homes. So I feel at long last we're being heard with a very serious problem. And I thank every one of you for realizing this. And I would like to take you on a tour someday to show you what we're talking about. Thank you.
So they've already gotten funding from the state, but because of the situation at the state...
The state held it back.
Right, well, that's right. Yeah, it was gone. I'm just wanting to make sure I track. So the state's holding it back. So this is a bridge loan until it supposedly gets released.
That's exactly right.
We already got 21,000 years ago because you had to have, as the water comes into your basement, you're going to have 4 feet of water, okay? So we got through Dwight K. and Hoffman, it shows here, of the 21,000 that we got to put street drains in. You pump the water out to the street. You can't let it freeze because, you know, you can't get, they're all dead end streets. You can't get back and forth to your homes when it's froze. So as difficult as it may sound, we have made progress with state people. And I believe we will make progress with Governor Runner once he realizes that this $75,000 needs to be released and brought back into the township so we can pay off the loan.
It's why a budget impasse.
But why a 10-year, just out of curiosity? I'm thinking more from a finance perspective. Why are you doing a 10-year? Why are they requesting a 10-year for $75,000?
Why do we? That's standard for our UDAG loan program repayments.
And 0%?
Well, no, not at 0%. This was something that we put together because UDAG has about $5 million not being utilized in our county right now. And so we thought since they were awarded the grant and they will get the money, that when this budget impasse finally reaches that point, that they could just give it to us as the repayment back to into UDAG.
And we're betting it's going to take 10 years.
Actually, I probably would bet it's going to take 10 years.
It's already been 2011, 2010, when we've been begging for this grant for years, you know, and so it's been that. Example, if you don't mind me telling this, we went after a grant for the Metro Water Company. As development took place in that high water flood area with the warehouses, somehow they tore into our water lines. And we went after a low interest loan. And that low interest loan took 7 years. And in the meantime, we got the grant. So when we got the grant, we could pay off the rest of the loan. It works, believe me. It's the only thing that I know that really works. Thank you.
It was just something that we just thought, okay, well, instead of sitting on this money, let's see how we can put it in play in our community. And the 10 years would not begin until the day the state would say we are not going to fulfill these grants. So it would be, that would be the beginning of the loan program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Discussion?
There's no good fix. These are all kind of temporary things that continue to get you by. Is that...
What's that?
Like there's the $75,000 will get you generators to pump the water out, right? Is that?
Well, a generator alone is over $30,000. Because we're talking about a lot of water.
Right. Oh, I can't
imagine. And then new pumps, infrastructure, whatever. The pumps stay in the water, and pumps don't live long in that kind of water.
It seems like this is not very much money for the size of the problem that you are.
Just remember, the Dover Slough runs hundreds of miles. I'm the lowest part of it. Where we're doing this is the high part of it, and they still flood. So they need this generator to keep the water down as the water fills up in their holding pond. Because once those holding ponds are full, then the water table is fed back into all the way down to where I live. So we're talking about hundreds of acres of Dobry Slough that the Indians lived. When I was on the governor's committee, that's the first thing I wanted to do. Where are we? What? We didn't know. We moved to Granite. We didn't have a house. We adopted babies. Went to the library and I found that the Indians, Dobry is named after Indians. They live there because they want to fish, and if they flooded, they can pick up and go to the mounds and that, you know. What a history to learn. I wish I'd known that before we'd bought the house.
how much do we have in the UDAG pot?
We have not loaned out a little over $5 million.
That was the program that John had.
Yeah, he did a great job helping us before.
Yeah, no one's ever, we haven't had one loan forfeit go bad. So we're pretty proud of that. But we would like to be more aggressive in putting those dollars into reinvestment projects in the county.
Any further questions? I'll entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Second.
All right, Erica?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Yes.
Ella?
Aye.
James?
Aye.
I'm sorry, Helen can't vote.
Yeah, she
sorry.
Why can't she vote? Because it's her resolution.
It's her resolution.
Oh, it's her resolution.
So you needed your first
and she can't make the motion. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Liz. Erica.
Yes.
Liz.
Yes.
Yes.
James. Judy. Yes. All right. So moved.
There you go, Helen. That's good.
Alright, next is Madison County Housing Homeless and Community Development Meetings.
I think it's employment and training that day.
Did I miss it?
Yep.
Alright, I didn't not read off from it. Yeah.
Good afternoon, everybody. Just as a quick update, as a follow-up to the last meeting, we continue to provide job search and training services to the trade-affected employees at U.S. Steel, Stein Steel, and currently we have 150 trade-affected and laid-off workers in school, as well as 80 low-income individuals. So we have about 230 people in school right now. So some of those folks are taking advantage of the training, upgrading their skills. In the event they don't get called back, they might be able to find a good paying job or maybe even a better job. We also continue to work with the closures at the two Kmart stores as well as the Alton Macy's. And we've actually scheduled the workshops. Total between the three locations, you're talking about 180 employees total. So we will meet with the Granite City Kmart employees on February 17th. We will meet with the Alton Macy's employees on February 23rd and the Alton Kmart employees on March 9th. And we'll go in and talk to them about services that are available for job search and training, help them file their unemployment insurance, talk to them about insurance programs, COBRA, United Way programs, anything to help them transition into a new job. Or some folks might be retiring, but they may need help filing their unemployment insurance and things of that nature. So we also continue to partnership with Community Development, Leadership Council, and AMRIN on a number of initiatives, including the Manufacture and Craft Your Future campaign, as well as business retention and expansion. And finally, on February 1st, we did enter into a grant with Lewis and Clark College, a Youth Career Pathways grant, which focuses on IT, construction, transportation, distribution, and logistics. So that's about a $500,000 grant. We hope to get that. So let's give a quick update. Does anybody have any questions for me? Maybe I can answer them.
Am I allowed to ask a question? Good.
Sure.
I was just wondering, do you have a success ratio for your re-entry into the workforce from your people?
We have 17 performance measures that we have to meet, and we have those on a quarterly basis that we have to post. So if anybody who ever wanted those numbers, they're public knowledge, we can make them available to the committee. We have a high percentage. We have to hit like 90% of people re-entering employment. And they also have to hit a percentage of their previous wage or it's considered a failure.
Okay.
So if anybody ever wants that, we'd be happy to provide that to you. Any other questions?
I just want to make a comment. I was in a meeting with Matt earlier this week, and that one of the toughest DCEO monitors was in the room, and she did comment that our workforce investment area, or sorry, innovation area, they change the name all the time, is one of the best in the state, if not the best. So I just wanted to share with the committee that we got great accolades from the state on what we're doing and how we're complying. So I want to share that. Yeah.
All right, moving on to the Madison County Community Development Update.
Okay, Lisa Merzinger is going to talk about the Housing, Homeless, and Community Development meeting.
Right, thank you. That time of year again for us, we are doing our annual action plan, where it's our annual report to HUD, where we do our applications for the CDBG Community Development Block Grant and Home Programs. And I gave you a little rundown of kind of what we can do. We're hoping to do a continuation of funding from what we had last year. And just for your knowledge, it was about $2,700,000 for CDBG. That includes Madison County's allocation, Granite City's allocation, and Alton's allocation. It's all combined into one number. And then home was $739,000. If you look on the sheet, we can go ahead and use our allocation for affordable housing, fair housing, basic needs, community development type infrastructure projects, and economic development projects. So what I'm here for today is to see how you all think what our needs are in Madison County, so how we can put our allocation to the best possible use for our residents and what they need and what their needs are. Does that make sense? Housing, do you guys see any housing needs out there that are being unmet? Do you guys see any infrastructure needs out there?
For seniors.
More affordable housing for seniors?
Well, not necessarily. Is it just housing we're talking, or?
It can be new housing. It could be housing rehabilitation. It could be special needs housing.
People that want to stay in their homes and need help.
So aging in place? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's yes, okay.
Do we have anything like that, or not the county?
We do. We have right now, Impact runs a ramp program, so people can enter into the ramp or enter the home via a ramp. And then also through Impact, we can do some retrofits inside the homes for like grab bars and stuff.
Does it help them?
It'll help them stand
Help them. Help them pay for the health, the care, or not?
Not the care. No, it would be the structure. It would be rehabbing the structure to have like the grab bars, or in some roll-in showers. Mm-hmm. In some extreme cases, that would be extreme.
There's not really anything in the county, and it doesn't fall under your what we're talking here, but there's not really anything to help people that need care, that want to stay in their home, that need physical care, that can't afford. Yet they're kind of at that line, you know what I mean? Where
if they're at the line, there really isn't. It's either low income or hoping that you have some type of temporary home health care. So, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm writing my notes because I do actually have to bring these answers, include them in our document that we do give HUD. Mm-hmm. It is included with all the comments. So I'll go ahead and include that.
That's good.
But then, what you're saying though, at that level, you're kind of also sometimes walking a fine line to almost need to be in some type of transition place. Mm-hmm. And skilled nursing. So it's just such a fine line. And mm-hmm. when do you make that determination of when mm-hmm. when is when to have mm-hmm. for that to happen? So
I'm thinking about the homeless. That's not your program, though.
To a certain extent, we do fund some of the homeless that through the HMIS, through our office, for the homeless service. It's like a companion piece to our homeless department. So we don't get in there and do the actual provide homeless shelters, but we do provide backup services to the homeless.
Thank you.
And you have until March 15th to send in, email any needs that your district has. And Lisa, she has been working her tail off, and she's clearly not feeling best, and we're going to Grant Fork tonight to talk with them about what we can do there at their meeting. We are going into communities, or asking them to come into us and tell us what we could do for them. And Lisa's working diligently on these things and doing an amazing job in addition to other things that she's picked up and just ran with in our office, website, desktop publishing. So I'm sorry, I just wanted to brag on that you're working sick.
What?
Are you going to townships or what?
I'm actually, that's another point. If you guys need anything or want me to talk to you about this, because this is a really comprehensive thing. I mean, this application alone, we started in November and we submitted it in August. So if you want one-on-one for me to explain it to you, because I mean, I know Ian and Liz.
It took me a few years.
It takes a little bit to pick up on. It really does, because I like to say the stars and the moon have to align sometimes for a community to get a project, because there's so many caveats here. But if you guys would like to know where your community would be eligible, what projects would be eligible, let me know, and we can sit down, and I can pull up the map so you can see just exactly where in your community would be applicable, and then what would be the highest funding project in that area. And then in addition to that, the pressure here, March 10th is when the applications are due for the next funding round. So, yes.
Lisa, is this what you send to the municipalities and the townships? You send them
mm-hmm.
those to?
I send them those to. And then
have a meeting with all of them?
Uh-huh, and yeah. then... another eligible applicant could also be fire protection districts, mm-hmm. but they would have to be sponsored under a township to get a grant. So, yeah, there's a lot to consider here.
I went to one of your programs, and what I got from you, you truly care about those people.
And that was
your heart is with them.
Oh,
I came away feeling I don't have to do anything. You do it all.
Well, that was I think that was for the income survey. That's another
That's right.
companion piece to this.
Yeah,
so.
But we talked about a lot of it.
Yeah. So
thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, but don't get it twisted. If the engineers are not getting your project done in time, Lisa stays on top of them
yeah.
to make sure
yeah.
you don't lose your money.
Yes.
So
yeah. So.
She is caring as she is, she will dog your project until it's done. So.
I've been known to do that.
Yes, we love that about you.
All right, well, thanks. And like I said, if you have any comments or any questions to follow up, my email address is on the back. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So before we get to economic development, I just want to send this card around. And I know I sent you guys an email. I'm trying to keep the committee updated on what goes on during the month, in case you care, which you all seem to kind of care a little more than maybe some of the other committees. Our weatherization program was monitored by the state, and I met with the monitor. He said that this is the only perfect report he's ever given for a program, and we sent a letter to ask for more money. So this is for to help people whose homes are not efficient to do some repairs that make them more efficient, lower their electric costs. And Dave Goodrich runs that program, and he is doing an amazing, amazing job. And we get thank you letters, especially from those particular homeowners that are struggling and needed that leg up. So Dave is, I mean, the whole staff is second to none, but Dave is just outstanding. I'm so proud of what he's done, and he's bringing in enough money where we think we can run year-round instead of taking time off, which we're the only county that does that. So, economic development, as you, I'm sure all have heard and read, we are being super aggressive with our economic development. We have dollars that are committed and coming, and in attendance of the summit that we talked about last month. We have the location, Lewis and Clark Community College, the N.O. Nelson campus. We've got the agenda finalized, and this wasn't randomly picked. These were projects that were identified that we have investors and developers that are either already actively working in this or that want to put money into these projects. So we put it together, and they're coming, and we're very excited. This is all about job creation, and there's a nasty rumor running around the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that we don't have enough workforce. It's not true. We do, and Cushman Wakefield just named Gateway Commerce Center the hottest place to do business in the United States. So that's us, and we want to capitalize off of every opportunity we can. So we did not reinvent the wheel with these projects. We're not trying to take credit for things that were already in motion. We're just trying to bring our contacts and resources to the table that want to spend money in Madison County investing in jobs. So we are getting ready to unleash this the signups where you can RSVP to everyone. We've already had people asking to be put on the RSVP. But we only have 250 spaces. We are providing lunch at the program and tea and water, coffee all day. So we will have those costs coming up, and some of them at the next meeting. That being said, we are selling exhibition space for any Madison County business that would like to participate. So, or organization, and we're doing it very cheap so our social service providers can participate as well. It's like $100, but we're just doing that to help. I'm thrifty, so if we can bring in, help cover the cost of the summit, we want to do it. But we have economic development dollars as part of UDAG to spend to bring in money, and we hope to bring in, several hundred millions of dollars worth of investments into these projects, if not more. So we're very excited about that. James Arnold in my office has been working 7 days a week with me on this project. We have Sam Borders in our office now, who's also helping work on this project, and has picked up right with James and is able to be very successful at putting this together, and there's a lot of components. And Lisa Merzinger has been thrown in there with us to do a lot of the design and assistance. So now that you're on the grants committee, we call upon him for all those questions that we have on how to use the right widgets and everything else. So we are aggressively pursuing economic development, giving a presentation about it at the Edwardsville breakfast tomorrow morning, and we've been a part of the leadership council there. There's been articles gone out. Scott Cousins wrote one recently that was a great heads up, and we were the top headline for this month's Illinois Business Journal. So we're gonna make the whole county the hottest place to do business, we hope. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Jones has been, I mean, we're so lucky to have him because he's been very helpful getting us connected to people we don't have contacts with. So that's economic development. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Then the Project Homeless Connect. So we, as you know, we did the count and the Project Homeless Connect, where we serve those experiencing homelessness. And so I just wanted to share the numbers with you all. So Mary put together this information so you can understand that this year we serve 76 people, which is an incredibly high number. And they were very successful. And in addition to that, our Dave Harrison in that particular department, we are working together on a project to lead, possibly, not just Madison County, but the whole St. Louis region in addressing the human trafficking issues that are going on in this region. So that's another thing from Dave Harrison's little office and staff that's going on. So we're proud that we got to take the leadership role in that. We're going to give it to somebody else once we get it, you know, together. But
it's a shame that we didn't get the advertisement on this that St. Louis, because they did the count and it was on the radio and TV that they were out doing this count, and I thought, well, so is Madison County.
Yeah, well, it's kind of one of those things. Dave has taught me a lot since I've been there. He's so wise. Those experiencing homelessness, they tend to not trust a lot of people, so mm-hmm. I didn't want to kind of put anyone in a situation where they would have to be photographed, or it's just sensitive. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they want to be homeless, so I am all about the media relations, mm-hmm. and Cynthia Ellis can tell you we utilize media relations probably more than any other department.
You didn't hold a job, right?
What? Yeah. So.
No, they didn't do any pictures or anything. They just talked about the fact that these people were going out to find the homeless and record how many were out there. And they were making it sound like St. Louis was the only area doing this, and I thought, well, we're doing it too.
Yeah, there were some articles ran that we were doing it, mm-hmm. But we didn't get radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should.
They still treat us like stepchildren, mm-hmm. in Illinois.
Well, St. Louis, we've got to do an overhaul there, and their messaging for Madison County employment and training and Matt's work is not getting a fair representation, and we are in their their operation zone, so they should give us the same respect, but we probably have to do a better job in attacking them and befriending them and sharing our information more in that market.
Questions? Yeah. Old business? See, there is none. Yeah. Next meeting, Monday, March 6th.
I would like to mention one thing. We hear about what's happening today. I just wanted to mention, when I started 50 years ago, we had the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District. State gave them some special legislation that when you wanted to develop, they would give a report because they know the soil and the water best. I have many of those reports where they said, do not build there. Okay, they described the soil, they described the wetlands as well. Okay, so, you know, then when I wanted to be on the county board, I picked my committee, land use. They changed the planning development. Far cry from using your land wise. So mistakes have been made in the past. We might want to go back and take a look at the Madison County Soil and Water. Why did the state give them the right to say to developers? It starts at the beginning. Before you start building, we wouldn't be sitting talking about grants and loans and things like that today if we could have followed a better pattern here as it started 50 years ago. One of the things that happened when people knew cities, for instance, they annexed these swamps into their city, saying the county can't touch us, we can build there. And that's what's happened. The county tries, but the city overdoes with the county. So I hope we can look back at some of the things that worked in the past. You might want to get back to some of those things. I'll give you the copies of the Massacre so far. You have some of it in the game.
Before we're done here, Liz pointed out, I don't know, did we vote on the purchase orders? I thought I did, but...
Yes.
Did it? What we can do it.
For employment and training?
I don't know.
No.
I'll do it.
Well,
let me just do it so it's on the quarter.
Yeah.
May I get a motion to approve purchase orders?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All right.
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Liz? Ellen? James?
Yes.
All right. Passes. All right. May I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right.
Second.
So, but why take a chance?
Yeah.